The following program is a production of St. Peter the Rock Media and is brought to you by you. If you like it, consider making a donation and supporting Catholic radio programming on AM 1260 The Rock. Click on the Donate Now button in the upper right corner of our webpage. Good morning and welcome to a very special presentation here on Cleveland Catholic Radio, AM 1260, The Rock. This is a live broadcast of the 50th anniversary celebration of the Eparchy of Parma. We are at the Cathedral of St. John the Baptist in Parma, Ohio, where you can hear the cathedral choir singing in the background. And for the next 2 hours, we'll bring you the Divine Liturgy that celebrates this auspicious occasion, the 50th anniversary of the establishment of the Eparchy, the Diocese of Parma. This is the Eparchy for the Byzantine Catholics, also known as Ruthenian Catholics, here in Northeast Ohio. I'm Dick Russ, and with me for this special broadcast is Deacon Bill Frederick. Deacon Bill is a deacon at St. Joseph Byzantine Church in Brecksville, Ohio. And he's here with me at the cathedral. Good morning and glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to him forever, Dick. And thank you for having me with you today.
What a wonderful day.
Yes, what a wonderful day.
You have a whole weekend of events that have already taken place and are taking place today, and
correct.
This is good for the faithful and for all of those who have some way with their families to take part.
Exactly, Dick, and because we are, our eparchy actually spans 12 states, mostly west states from Ohio west. We have visitors from all over 12 states that are visiting us today from very many parishes that we have. We actually have 29 parishes in our eparchy and 4 missions and 1 shrine in Burton, Ohio. And we have visitors and attendees from most of those parishes, so we're looking forward to this.
And in the Eastern Catholic Churches, so we make the distinction, we're all one universal Catholic Church. Most people in the West and the United States are of the Roman Rite, also known as the Latin Rite, but there are more than 20 other Eastern Catholic churches, each with its own distinctive history and flavor and form of worship. And the Byzantine or Ruthenian Catholics are one of those Eastern churches, and we're honored today to have celebrating the Divine Liturgy here at your cathedral the prefect of the Eastern Churches, Cardinal Sandri, who has actually come in from Rome to be with us today. What an honor.
Yes, very much an honor. And accompanying him, too, is our Archbishop William Skirla, who is the Metropolitan for the Archeparchy of Pittsburgh, which was the founding eparchy of our Byzantine Catholic presence in the United States of America. So Archbishop William will be joining the Cardinal, and as well as many, many other visiting bishops.
Deacon Bill, the Divine Liturgy will be starting in just a few moments, and right now there is some sort of entrance or welcome ceremony at the back of the cathedral. Can you tell us exactly what happens in this procession and what is the custom in the Byzantine Catholic Church for receiving the prelates who are here?
Well, right now the Knights of Columbus, as well as the altar servers, are leading the procession partially into church, and normally at the back of the church, the deacons will welcome the bishops who are visiting, especially Bishop Milan Locke, who is the bishop of the Eparchy of Parma. So we're awaiting that to happen.
In addition to Cardinal Leonardo Sandri, who is the prefect for the Congregation of the Eastern Churches, the Apostolic Nuncio's representative is here. That's Monsignor Walter Erby. He's the Chargé d'Affaires. other esteemed guests who are joining us here at the Cathedral of St. John for this 50th anniversary celebration of the Eparchy of Parma include Archbishop Boris Gudziak, who is the Archbishop of the Archeparchy of the Ukrainian Catholics. He's based in Philadelphia. Archbishop Fulop Kocsis, who's the from the Archeparchy of Hungary. Bishop Jan Oros, who is from Trnava, Slovakia. And you mentioned also Archbishop Skrla, who is the Archeparch of the Archeparchy of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Correct. And also I just did see Bishop Nelson Perez, who is the bishop for the diocese, Roman Catholic Diocese of Cleveland, is also with us today, too.
Our attendees at this Divine Liturgy are Bishop Bogdan Danilo, who is the bishop of the nearby Ukrainian Catholic Eparchy of St. Josaphat in Parma. In fact, Deacon Bill, I was just at St. Josaphat Church, where Cardinal Sandri and Bishop Locke made a brief appearance there for a small cultural program so that the Ukrainian Catholics, who are just a few blocks down the road, could make a proper welcome of His Eminence as well. And so that was a very fitting welcome to Northeast Ohio. We are, and we've mentioned this a number of times on the air, we are blessed here in Northeast Ohio not only to have a large Roman Catholic diocese, as you say, headed by Bishop Nelson Perez, but three Eastern Catholic eparchies. Your Byzantine Catholic Eparchy here in Parma, the Ukrainian Catholic Eparchy of St. Josaphat, located in Parma, and the Romanian Catholic Eparchy for all of North America, which is situated in nearby Canton. Right. So what a wonderful way to see that our community really does, in fact, breathe with both lungs, as the late St. John Paul II has encouraged the Church to do.
Exactly, and this is an excellent representation and example of that breathing occurring with both lungs. Right now the deacons are welcoming Bishop Milan at the back of the church.
Upon the Son of Man, we have been strong for yourself. God. On behalf of His Grace, Milan Lach, Bishop of the Eparchy of Parma, I'd like to welcome all of you here in the Cathedral of St. John the Baptist, as well as those who are watching live. Today, as we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the establishment of the Eparchy of Parma, it is our honor and privilege to welcome very special and distinguished guest, His Eminence Leonardo Cardinal Sandri, Prefect of the Congregation for the Oriental Churches, Vatican City State, Monsignor Walter Irby, Charge of Affairs, Representative of the Apostolic Nuncio in the United States, His Excellency Metropolitan William Skirlaw, Archbishop of the Byzantine Catholic Archeparchy of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, His Excellencies Metropolitan Philip Kochish, Archbishop of the Greek Catholic Archeparchy of Hajdúdorog in Hungary, Metropolitan Boris Gudziak, Archbishop of the Ukrainian Catholic Archeparchy of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Jan Oroš, Archbishop of the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Trnava, Slovakia, His Excellencies Mar Jacob Angadiat, Bishop of St. Thomas, Syro-Malabar Catholic Diocese of Chicago, Illinois, John Michael Botin, Bishop of St. George, Romanian Greek Catholic Eparchy of Canton, Ohio, Robert Brennan, Bishop of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Columbus, Ohio, Kurt Burnett, Bishop of the Byzantine Catholic Eparchy of Passaic, New Jersey, Bogdan Danilo, Bishop of the Ukrainian Byzantine Catholic Eparchy of St. Josephat in Parma, Ohio, Dino, Bishop Emeritus of the Byzantine Catholic Eparchy of Phoenix, Arizona, John Kudrick, Bishop Emeritus of the Byzantine Catholic Eparchy of Parma, Ohio, Basil Lawson, Bishop Emeritus of the Ukrainian Catholic Eparchy of Stamford, Connecticut, Marian Andrei Patak, Bishop of the Slovak Greek Catholic Eparchy of St. Cyril Methodius, Toronto, Canada, John Pazak, Bishop of the Byzantine Catholic Eparchy of Phoenix, Arizona, Nelson Perez, Bishop of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Cleveland, Ohio, Milan Shashik, Bishop of the Greek Catholic Eparchy of Mukachevo in Ukraine, Daniel Thomas, Bishop of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Toledo, Ohio, Right Reverend Archimandrite Yaroslav Lajchak, representative of His Grace Milan Hauter, Bishop of the Greek Catholic Eparchy of Košice, Slovakia, along with clergy and monastics from various countries, regions, and jurisdictions. Drahí bratia a sestry, v mene vladyku Milana Lacha, biskupa Parmskej grécko-katolíckej eparchie v Spojených štátoch amerických, vás srdečne vítam tu v katedrále svätého Jána Krstiteľa v Parme, v štáte Ohio, ako aj vás, ktorí nás sledujete v živom prenose. Pri príležitosti 50. výročia od vzniku Parmskej grécko-katolíckej eparchie vás pokorne prosím o modlitby a vyjadrujem nesmiernu radosť, že môžeme byť takto na diaľku spojení a podeliť sa s vami slávením tejto ďakovnej svätej liturgie. In a few moments, During the divine liturgy of St. John Chrysostom, we're going to enter into the heavenly liturgy, reminded by this hymn. Let us, who mystically represent the cherubim, and sing the thrice holy hymn to the life-creating Trinity, now set aside all our earthly cares, that we may receive the King of all, invisibly escorted by angelic host. Alleluia. We worship the one who created us, as the anaphora says. You brought us out of non-existence into being, and again raised us up when we had fallen, and left nothing undone until you brought us to heaven and gave us your kingdom to come. Brothers and sisters in Christ, on behalf of Bishop Milan Lach, I invite all of you to pray that we may all receive the foretaste of the heavenly kingdom at today's liturgy. Glory to Jesus Christ.
The kingdom of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and forever.
Suffering the captive and for their salvation, let us pray to the Lord. God, by your grace.
Look with compassion on us and on this holy church, O Master, and show us and those who pray with us the riches of your tender mercy. For to you, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit is due all glory, honor, and worship, now and ever and forever.
Thank you.
happiness with the light of your face, that walking in it, you may see the light of your unapproachable glory. Direct our steps in the observance of your commandments, to the prayers of your most precious brother, God, pray for us.
A special live broadcast of the Divine Liturgy celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Eparchy of Parma here on AM 1260 The Rock, Cleveland Catholic Radio. We're with Deacon Bill Frederick of the Byzantine Eparchy of Parma. Deacon Bill, the Divine Liturgy is about 10 or 15 minutes into it now.
Correct.
What part of the liturgy are we at now?
Well, right now we have just completed the small entrance with the Gospel book, and the Archbishop is now performing the ritual incensation of the altar.
We heard a number of times in the parts of the liturgy leading up to this the intoning of God grant you many years, many blessed years. This is a traditional and important part of the hierarchical Divine Liturgy.
Yes, and it's repeated many, many times throughout the liturgy, and it's evidence of and witness to our belief in the risen Christ.
our God, and we give glory to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever.
And forever.
Thank you. Spirit and give.
The homily at this special Divine Liturgy celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Eparchy of Parma will be delivered by Leonardo Cardinal Sandri, Prefect of the Congregation for Eastern Churches, His Eminence.
Your Grace, Archbishop William and Archbishop Boris and Archbishop Philip, all the archbishops and bishops, especially the Latin Bishop of Cleveland, Your Excellencies, Reverend Brothers, Fathers, Religious and Sisters, Distinguished Authorities, Sisters and Brothers in the Lord, Happy Birthday. You all look younger than 50 years. It is the birthday, the anniversary of your eparchy, together with her mother, the Metropolitan Archieparchy of Pittsburgh, where we will come be tomorrow. We thank the Lord for this journey throughout 50 years, and we remember in this divine liturgy all the people who were and are now part of the life of this big family, especially the bishops, the priests, the religious women, and our grandparents and parents who offered their lives and their witnesses to the Lord Jesus Christ. May He bless all of them and grant to those who are departed the eternal rest. The best homily was our gathering last evening. The witnesses of the faith of your priest, the oldest and the youngest, families, sisters, and seminarians. Jesus is still alive in your hearts and among your community. Thanks to Him and thanks to you. My visit to the United States has taken me to Chicago and Detroit, and today and tomorrow I have the joy of sharing this time together with you, the Ruthenian community here and in Pittsburgh. It is a pilgrimage that throughout faces and the histories of people like you make me touch Ukrainian, Eastern Europe, Lebanon, Egypt, Iraq, India, by stopping, even if only for brief periods, with communities of the Ukrainian, Ruthenian, Maronite, Coptic, Chaldean, and Syro-Malabar faithful in these cities. I have shared a part of the journey of the sons and daughters of the Eastern Catholic Churches in this great country. The United States owes its history and identity to the acceptance of different peoples, some fleeing from wars, some in search of work, and some seeking simply to survive with dignity together with their children and their families. They found the promise of a future in the belief that we can live together in different ways as authentic and faithful citizens without losing one's roots and identity as one people while coming from many peoples. We pray that this belief and its promise are not lost. What I have just outlined can not only be the result of an ambitious human project of the far-sighted policy, because in the heart of fallen men and at every time in the history lurks the fear that the other, the different, can take something away from me, can be a competitor and an opponent rather than a brother and an ally. God can be exposed to the object of such fear as the temptation of our first parents in the book of Genesis shows us. We are tempted to hide from God, moving away from the source of life, and we can be tempted to do so also with others. But the time after Pentecost that we are experiencing, in particular with the great Sunday that we have just celebrated, the one that in Byzantine calendar commemorates all the saints, reminds us that communion is and remains, above all, a gift to ask. If our prayer, as St. Paul says, is above all inspired by the Spirit, it cannot be authentic when we ask for blessing on our personal or community identity at the expense of others, and or worse, against others, through different, though different from us. This creeping risk, unfortunately, widespread in many large countries of so-called civilized world, which are perhaps a little forgetful today on their past, must be kept in mind. In contrast to this fear, we are certain that we are in communion with all the saints of heaven, which is the same in the East and in the West. We like to think of them as so many stars that shine in the firmament and that light up with joy of their Lord. We call each of them by name, the holy apostles, Saint John the Baptist, the forerunner, your patron, the fathers of the church, the martyrs, the virgins, the evangelizers, the people who sanctify themselves in the daily service of charity to others, or as fathers and mothers of a family. They arouse in us great desires, a word Latin in its Latin origins, desire from the stars. Recall precisely something that we discover in our heart, but that actually come to us from the sky. In the incarnation, but above all in the Paschal mystery of the Lord Jesus, we know that heaven has opened itself. In him we can contemplate the new heavens and the new earth. He descended so that we may ascend to the Father. The communion of saints thus prevents us from turning up our noses or living with our heads in the clouds, but asks us to live a new fraternity, starting from our baptism and from the gift of the Spirit, making the earth evermore and above of the light of God sown in the heart, in our hearts. In this jubilee, it is beautiful to think that the signs of light and hope that the eparchy of Parma has been able to sow in these 50 years of life. Let us therefore live his tension, this tension of unity, this love for justice and for peace in a Christian way, in a special way for you sons and daughters of the Ruthenian Church. This means to remain in a great embrace with the Holy Father, Pope Francis, guarantor of the visible unity of all believers in Christ, with Metropolitan William, with Bishop Milan, whom I have known in Rome since before his ordination a few years ago, with all the brothers and sisters in the lands of Central and Eastern Europe from which you came, especially those unfortunately suffering after the many trials of recent history. I invite you, but in particular, to give thanks for the gift of freedom that you have been able to experience in this country, because for many years atheist and inhuman regimes oppressed different parts of Europe, while you have had the opportunity to develop and grow without that kind of obstacle. This freedom, as St. Paul says, must not become a pretext to lose your roots. Communion is a reality that comes from God and a task that we can live only by remaining in Christ. But as gospel always reminds us, we cannot forget the Mother of God, who from the cross the Lord also entrusted to each of us to take her into our home. In recent years, I have had the opportunity to be a pilgrim for various celebrations in Mukachevo, in Ukraine, at the Shrine of Maria Pocz in Hungary, and at Ljutina in Slovakia. In this context, I pray with thousands of faithful, in our hearts and minds, we too journey there with the steps of faith to implore the Mother of God to help us live as children of God and remain builders of peace. Amen.
His Eminence Leonardo Cardinal Sandri, Prefect of the Congregation for Eastern Churches, delivering the homily at this special Hierarchical Divine Liturgy celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Eparchy of Parma, Ohio.
Let us all say with our whole soul and with our whole mind, let us say,
listening to the Cherubic Hymn, which is the beginning of the liturgy of the Eucharist. It's also called the Anaphora, during which the bread and wine will be offered and consecrated and will become mystically the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you.
visibly escorted by angelicals. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Session with the gifts of bread and wine will take place shortly.
You're listening to a special live broadcast of the 50th anniversary celebration Divine Liturgy of the Eparchy of Parma from St. John the Baptist Cathedral in Parma, Ohio. I'm Dick Russ, along with Deacon Bill Frederick, and as the deacon just told us, this is the great entrance.
Correct.
While the choir sings the cherubic hymn or the thrice holy hymn. Let us lay aside all earthly cares of life.
Correct.
The gifts that will be transformed into the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ are now being brought out and presented, as you said, Deacon, as this part of the Divine Liturgy begins.
Yes, and there will be a few remembrances made as the gifts are processed from the side altar to the main altar.
May the Lord God remember his kingdom, all you Christians of the true faith, all May the Lord God remember his kingdom, his eminence, Carlo Leonardo, always, now, and ever, and forever. May the Lord God remember his kingdom, all of the eminence, the holy kingdom, always, now, and ever, and forever. May the Lord God remember his kingdom, our God, my Bishop, be long, always, now, and ever, and forever. May the Lord God remember his kingdom, our Holy Father, Francis, the Pope of Rome, for our God-loving bishops here present and especially for his eminence, Cardinal Sandri, and for all the orders and the Catholic priestly monastic and the diaconal orders of the church, for those who serve and have served this Holy Mother Church, and for the people here present on our tremendous 50th anniversary.
You're listening to WCCR Radio, Cleveland Catholic Radio, AM 1260, The Rock.
Before us, let us pray for the Lord.
Lord, hear
God Almighty, who alone are holy and receive the sacrifice of praise from those who call upon you with their whole heart, accept also the prayer of us sinners and bring us to your holy altar and enable us to offer you gifts and spiritual sacrifices for our sins and the people's failings. Make us worthy to find favor in your sight that our sacrifice may be pleasing to you, and that the good spirit of your grace may rest on us and on these gifts here present and on all your people. Grant this through the mercies of your only begotten Son, with whom you are blessed, together with your all-holy, good, and life-creating Spirit, now and ever and forever.
Thank you.
is proper and just to sing to you, to bless you, to thank you, to praise you, to worship you in every place of your dominion. For you are God, ineffable, inconceivable, invisible, incomprehensible, ever existing, yet ever the same. You and your only begotten Son and your Holy Spirit, you brought us out of non-existence into being, and again raised us up when we had fallen, and left nothing undone until you brought us to heaven and gave us your kingdom to come. For all this we thank you and your only begotten Son and your Holy Spirit, for all that we know and that we do not know, for the manifest and hidden benefits bestowed on us. We also thank you for this liturgy, which you are pleased to accept from our hands, even though there stand before you thousands of archangels, tens of thousands of angels, cherubim, seraphim, six-winged, many-eyed, soaring aloft on their wings, singing, shouting, crying aloud, and singing the triumphal hymn. With these blessed powers, O loving and kind Master, and say, holy are you, and all holy you, and your only begotten Son, and your Holy Spirit. Holy are you, and all holy and magnificent is your glory. You so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him should not perish, but have life everlasting. He came and fulfilled the whole divine plan in our behalf. On the night he was betrayed, or rather when he surrendered himself for the life of the world, he took bread into his holy, all pure and immaculate hands, gave thanks and blessed, sanctified, broke, and gave it to his holy disciples and apostles, saying, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you, for the remission of sins. Likewise, he took the chalice after supper, saying, drink of this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Remembering, therefore, this saving command and all that has come to pass in our behalf, the cross, the tomb, the resurrection from the dead, and the ascension into heaven, and the sitting at the right hand, the second glorious coming, offering you of your own in always and everywhere. Spiritual and bloody sacrifice, we implore, pray, and entreat you to send down your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these gifts lying before us.
Blessed are the Lord, and bless the holy bread.
And make this bread the precious body of your Christ.
Amen. Blessed are the Lord, and bless the holy chalice.
And that which is in this chalice, the precious blood of your Christ.
Amen. Blessed are the Lord, Archbishop, bless the
holy. Changing them by your Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
that for those who partake of them, they may bring about a spirit of vigilance, the remission of sins, the communion of the Holy Spirit, the heavenly confidence in you, and not for judgment or condemnation. Moreover, we offer to you the spiritual sacrifice for those departed in the faith, the forefathers, fathers, patriarchs, prophets, apostles, teachers, evangelists, martyrs, confessors, ascetics, and every just spirit brought to perfection in faith, especially for our most holy, most pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary. Remember our Holy Father Francis, the Pope of Rome.
Remember our most reverend Metropolitan Archbishop William, all the God-loving bishops of the Catholic Church. Preserve them for your holy churches in peace, safety, honor, and health for many years as they faithfully impart the word of your truth.
City and community and the faithful living in them. Remember, O Lord, those who travel by sea, air, and land, the sick, the suffering, the captive, and grant them salvation. Remember, O Lord, those who bring offerings and perform good deeds in your holy churches, and those who remember the poor, and upon all of us send down your mercies. And grant and win one voice and one heart, and glorify and praise your most honored and magnificent name. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, now and ever and forever.
Amen. May the mercies of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ be with all of you. Us all, we commit our whole life and hope, and we implore, pray, and entreat you to make us worthy to partake with a clear conscience of these heavenly and awesome mysteries from the sacred and spiritual table. May they bring about the remission of sins, the pardon of transgressions, the communion of the Holy Spirit, the inheritance of the kingdom of heaven, confidence in you, and not for judgment or condemnation. And make us worthy, O Master, that we may with confidence without condemnation dare call you Father, the God of heaven, and say,
kingdom and the power and the glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever and ever.
Amen.
Special live broadcast of the Divine Liturgy celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Eparchy of Parma. This is AM 1260 The Rock, Cleveland Catholic Radio. We've now reached the beginning of the communion rite at the Divine Liturgy, where the many priests, bishops, archbishops, and cardinal will now partake of the Holy Eucharist themselves, and soon the faithful then will also be able to receive. With us is Deacon Bill Frederick of the Eparchy of Parma. And Deacon Bill, the communion antiphons are being sung now by the choir as they as the people prepare to receive Holy Communion, and soon they will also recite the prayer before Holy Communion.
Correct. What's going on right now is that the bishops and the priests at the altar are receiving the precious body of Christ in their hand, and then all the priests that are in the pews right now will also be doing the same thing. And at that point, the communion prayer will be recited by both the priests, bishops, and all the faithful. After that, the chalices will be prepared. The precious body particles of Christ will be inserted into all the chalices, and I think there will be 6 distribution chalices today. And then the Holy Communion will be distributed to the people. And this is done on a small spoon. The particles of the body of Christ are saturated in the blood of Christ, which is in the chalices, and each person will receive the body and blood of Christ in that manner.
There are so many, it's good to see there are so many clergy members here that are taking part in this celebration, in this divine liturgy. As we mentioned at the beginning of our broadcast, they have come from literally all over the world, and Eastern Europe, and there's a representative of the Cyril-Malabar from India. There are people from North and South America. His Eminence Cardinal Sandri here, originally from Buenos Aires. And it's just a testament, I think, to the faithfulness and the perseverance of the people here that in Northeast Ohio, despite
changes of the church, the challenges and those sort of things, the eparchy is still with us here after 50 years and in a place to celebrate that with the priests and the people.
Yes, yes, exactly, Dick. And the parishes are many and varied, and we have many new priests in our eparchy, and they're infusing an energy and of the energy of the Holy Spirit that I'm sure will permeate our diocese, our eparchy, over the coming years. And again, right now the priests are still receiving the body of Christ in their hand, which is an ancient way of receiving the body and blood of Christ. It's done actually quite frequently in the Roman Church, but normally just by clergy in the Byzantine.
The good man takes pity and lands. He conducts his affairs with honor.
It's at this point that the priests and bishops at the altar will be receiving the small particle of bread which has been mystically transformed into the body of Christ. They will consume that, and then they will each take a small sup from the chalice which contains the blood of Christ.
And following that, the faithful in the pews will receive communion as the celebrating the bishop will tell them with the fear of God and faith approach.
With a steadfast heart he will not fear, he will see the downfall of his foes.
Thank you.
ever and forever. Amen.
Thank you. to Jesus Christ. For the reception of Holy Communion today, we'll have four communion stations here in the front with the bishops, and there will be two in the back for those who are in the galleys and in the choir. We ask that we let the choir in the back go first, and the ushers will direct you. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Thank you. bring us a mission of Christ. Let us really thank the Lord.
Thank you, O Master, benefactor of our souls, who loves us all, that this day you have made us worthy of your heavenly and immortal mysteries, through the prayers and the intercessions of the glorious Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary and of all your saints. Make straight our path, confirm us all of our fear in you, and guard our lives and safeguard our steps. For you are our sanctification, and we give glory to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever.
A special blessing now from His Eminence Cardinal Sandri.
Transmit you the blessing of the Holy Father, Pope Francis, the blessing for all of you and to you, to all your friends, to all the people who are suffering in mind from the Lord, especially the elders and the children. I like also to say to you that I was accompanied by Monsignor Walter Delvin, is the counselor of the Apostolic Nuncio in the Vatican Embassy here in the United States. And then is for us an occasion with his presence to renew our fidelity and all our obedience to our Holy Father, Pope Francis. Benedictio Dei Omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et maniat semper.
Glory be to Christ, our God, our hope. Glory be to you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Now and ever, forever. Amen. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Mercy on us and save us through the prayers of His most dear Mother, of our holy, glorious, illustrious, and
apostles, of our holy father John Chrysostom, the Archbishop of Constantinople, of St. John the Patron of this cathedral, and St. Eusebius, whom we remember today, through the prayers of all the saints, for Christ is good and loves us all.
As a sign of friendship, admiration, and communion with all is so beautiful eparchy here in the States, I like to offer to our friend Bishop Milad the silver medal of the Holy Father Francis. I read the words that we find in this medal, and we can after reflect in our hearts. All is loose with war. Nothing is loose with peace.
That was Leonardo Cardinal Sandri presenting the silver medal to Bishop Milan Locke of the Eparchy of Parma, a gift from the Holy Father, Pope Francis, and this the 50th anniversary of the Eparchy, the Byzantine Catholic Eparchy of Parma, Ohio. His Grace, Eminence, Bishop Locke.
Cardinal Leonardo Sandri, Prefect of the Congregation for the Eastern Churches, 50 years ago, St. Paul VI, express his concern about Eastern Catholic Church, Byzantine, especially Byzantine Catholic Church, Ruthenians in the United States, in a period when a Ruthenian Byzantine Catholic Church in Europe followed Jesus on Golgotha. And for us, under the government communism, the American Byzantine Catholic Church was a unique voice of the freedom, of the vivacity of our church, but also we have our bishops, Byzantine Catholic bishops in the world, who are represent on Second Vatican Council, because our bishops all were just died in prison. The communists didn't give them permission to participate. But this is the beauty of the church. You want part of body take care another part of body and make alarm for something you need to do, because something is not function. And this voice we heard through the, you know, these strange ways, through the Vatican Radio, for example, Voice of America, and another resources to encourage our believers in Czechoslovakia, in former Soviet Union, Ukraine, Hungary, that we have hope. That we have hope in Jesus Christ, who suffered but he rose up, and his hope died last. And 50 years ago, really as a father, the St. Paul Pius VI, for better take care of this Albizan Catholic Church here in the United States, create, you know, the structure, hierarchical, canonical structure, Metropolitan Church sui Iuris 50 years ago, for more and more to protect and take care of believers here in the United States. It was something wonderful, because it is the oldest Metropolitan Church of Ruthenians in the world. And now you are arriving, His Eminence, after 50 years again, as a representative of Holy See, with Monsignor Herbie as a Chargé d'Affaires, the Holy See, representing Washington and Apostolic Nunciature, to confirm this union, to again confirm that the Holy Pope is staying with us and he takes care of us. Even that we are, we can say, this younger brother of the, you know, the Catholic, Roman Catholic Church, but you are taking care of us. Your presence is the reason and argument that really is not something marginal for us and for you, for Holy See, for Eastern Congregation. And I would like to express really from my heart your support for us, for our Metropolitan Church, as a head of His Grace Archbishop Metropolitan William, Archbishop of Pittsburgh, and now another bishops, the Bishop of Passaic, His Grace Bishop Kurt Barnett, and His Grace Bishop John Pazak, the Eparchy of Phoenix, that you are here. And we are here, and I would like to thank you for our bishops, for all our priests, for our clergy, for our nuns, for our people, believers, from all these 12 states of Midwest. People, His Eminence, were arrived from hours and hours by traveling here, some of them 8 hours, 10 hours by car, to be right now with you as a representative of Holy See, of Father, Holy Father. So please give, you know, our greetings, our regards, best regards to Holy Pope Francis, who nominated me as a bishop also 6 years ago as auxiliary bishop in Slovakia. He remembers me that we are with him, that we again confirm this union and this fidelity, how, you know, 50 years our bishops in Czechoslovakia and Ukraine confirm his fidelity with Holy See by own blood, but own life, to die in prison for Catholic faith and for Holy Father. So thank you so much, and as an expression of our gratitude, we want to give you as a gift this icon who made Father Marek alone, himself, Mandylion, as a sign that Jesus Christ is those who unify us, and unique Jesus Christ can unify us in happiness and for our future in heaven. I would like to express also my gratitude again, Monsignor Herbie, a Chargé d'Affaires, the representative of the Apostolic Nunciature in Washington, because His Grace Archbishop Pierre can be present from his duties here in presence. So thank you again for your presence, that you are also with us, and thank you for all support what you are expressing to us, also especially to Eparchy of Parma, in all of, you know, the ministries, what we are doing for best of the Church. I would like to say thank you so much, Archbishop Metropolitan William, for your celebrating the this hierarchical liturgy, because you are our metropolitan. You are our head. You are our head of our church, United States, the Byzantine Catholic Church. And that God bless you, that God bless all our Byzantine Catholic Church in United States, in all states, in all for our eparchies. Thank you so much. Thank you to all you brothers bishops that you arrive and to you accept, you know, my invitation here, especially from our Metropolitan Church, to Bishop Kurt, to Bishop John, our emeritus bishops, my predecessor, Bishop John Kudrick, Bishop Dino Gerald Garno from Phoenix, and especially I appreciate that we have also here our bishops, our Ruthenian tradition from Europe, as the first Bishop Milan Shashi from Mukachevo will come and thank you that you are as our mother church from beginning these centuries and centuries, that you are present with us, and we support you, and we keep you in present in our prayers. Thank you for also presence that the Archbishop Philip, Metropolitan Archbishop Hungarian Byzantine Catholic Church, also with priests that are here. I appreciate really that, you know, this our unity is expressed visibly. It's not nothing formally.
And this concludes our coverage of the special 50th anniversary Divine Liturgy of the Byzantine Catholic Eparchy of Parma. Thank you for joining us today for this special program here on WCCR Cleveland, AM 1260 The Rock, Cleveland Catholic Radio.
The preceding program was a production of St. Peter the Rock Media and is brought to you by you. If you liked it, consider making a donation and supporting Catholic radio programming on AM 1260 The Rock. Click on the Donate Now button in the upper right corner of the webpage.